pop off. All right, same thing. How about one they'd hold between their teeth and twang?
That's a... I can't think of the name of rather what you're talking about. A mouth part. I mean, shoot. I can't think of that.
Would you ever call it a juice harp?
Yeah.
Or a juice? How would you say it?
Juice harp.
All right. And then what do you pound nails with?
Hammer.
Okay, and on a wagon, what do you call the long wooden piece that would go between the two horses?
Tongue.
And suppose it's a buggy and you have to back the horse in between two pieces. They're the what's?
Shoot, I don't know about that.
Would you ever call them shaves or drafts or shafts or fills or...
Shafts, all right.
Okay. Then what do you call the outside of the wagon wheel?
The very
outside part. The spokes come out and they fit into this thing that goes around.
Oh, that's
I think it's usually the steel part outside.
Oh, shoot, I don't know, but I just can't think.
Would you call it the tire or the rim or?
The rim, maybe the other thing that go in or something. I can't think of that.
Do you know the word felly or feller? Ever hear of that? Okay. And then on a buggy, what do you call the thing that
the... What it goes at the hub, that's what...
The hub's the part in the middle, isn't it?
Yeah.
The hub and then the spokes and outside.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, okay. When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what is the bar of wood that the traces are fixed to?
That's the swingle, sail tree.
You started to say swingle tree, but it's...
Yeah.
How do you say it?
Swingle tree.
Swingle tree, okay. And what if you had two horses? Then they'd
well,
both...
you'd have another different one, you see.
You'd have two swingle trees and they'd be hitched to a what?
Horse.
Well, I mean that... The two single trees, swingle trees, would be attached to a what?
The tail of the wagon.
Well, if each horse, though, had a swingle tree, would there be something like a double tree or a double single tree? What would
double
you?
Single tree.
All right. If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, what would you say he was doing?
Had a load of wood.
And he was doing what to the wood?
Driving along.
Well, suppose he were loading it and unloading it and then carrying it around, carting it around, he's doing what?
Carry wood around.
Would you ever say he was hauling wood? Do you use that word?
Yeah.
How would you say it?
I say he's hauling wood.
All right. If there was a log across the road and it was too heavy to pick up, you might say, I tied a chain to it and I...
Pulled it.
Well, another word for pull.
Lifted.
You can't lift it. It's too heavy. It's really heavy, so you just...
Drug it.
Okay. And I have already...
Drug it out.
And tomorrow I will...
Drag it
close. All right, yeah, good. And you've already said this, the thing that you break the ground with in the springtime is a...
Plow.
Do you know any different types of plows?
Yeah, one is a turning plow, the other is a flagging plow. With it. Plow is things where you pull this stuff.
What is a turning plow?
It's a bigger plow that you break the land with.
And after you've plowed, what would you call, now what is a thing that you would use that would break the ground up even finer than a plow?
What you break it up with, the tractor or something, you know, cut it with.
Well, this is before they had tractors, I guess. Did you ever hear of a harrow or a harrow?
Harrow.
Pardon?
Harrow.
All right. And
tractors has harrows.
Oh, do they just attach to the tractors?
They sit down that they didn't used to, but it used to harrow it with your horse.
You use mules? Your grandmother used mules? And then what is the thing that runs underneath the wagon that you put the wheels on?
X.
Yeah. And what would you call an X-shaped frame that you might lay a log across to chop it?
We call that the wood where we sold the wood land.
Pardon?
We call that the wood chopping place.
Okay. Suppose it were an A-shaped frame. Where it, you know, it was like this, and then it has a thing across it, and you'd have to have two of them. And you could set up a big board and make a supper for a church picnic or something across them. Do you know what I'm describing? There, that's what they look like.
Table legs.
Well, it's the. Would you ever call anything like that a horse or a sawhorse? Do you know?
Sawhorse.
Is that what that is? Am I? You're not just saying that because I'm saying it.
Yeah. Well, we used to make sawhorses different, but that's one.
How would would you make them?
We'd have it like, you know, leave this here top off and have that down here. We'll have that other one. Put it in there. Lay the wood over it.
Would that be more like the X frame? That would be a sawhorse.
That's what we call it.
Okay, so you wouldn't have a name for that one then?
Well, now they got them like that, but they call them sawhorses.
So they're both sawhorses, whether they're A-frames or X-frames. Okay. And let's see.
They use electric saw now more than to do it.
Yeah, well, that's true.
At hand saw, you see, had to have something to kind of hold it.
Uh-huh, right.
I mean, the cross cut, we used to call it.
Mm-hmm. Is that?
They had a hollow knee.
You'd have to have two men to use that? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And you'd straighten your hair using a comb and a...
brush.
And when you're doing that, you'd say you're going to...
brush your hair.
Mm-hmm. I think we got a problem again here.
No, wait.
No, I guess it's all right. Would you say that one more time? I'm not sure it picked
brush
up.
Brush your hair.
Okay. This microphone is the silliest thing in the world. It usually works fine, but it's very temperamental. You sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strap.
And what would you call something you might sharpen a knife on that you could hold in your hand? Some kind of a rock?
Rock.